The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Tuesday, we spend a few minutes with Congressman William Timmons, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Congressman. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joey. I hope you're well.
I am doing wonderful. Thank you. So you guys are going to be taking up some reform measures as it relates to law enforcement. Of course, yesterday, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, along with Governor McMaster, laid out some of the details. You are sponsoring his bill, the Justice Act, in the House. Talk with us about some of the details of that.
Well, there's a House bill and there's a Senate bill, and they're actually pretty similar. The difference is the degree of meanness. And I say that because, you know, everybody wants body cameras for all law enforcement. That helps law enforcement protect themselves. It helps minority communities that don't trust law enforcement have more trust in law enforcement. Then there's training. We're not going to have any more people kneeling on necks. That's just not going to happen. So that's a no-brainer. We're going to have less chokeholds, only in cases of extreme emergency. And then there's also a lot of transparency measures. We need to make sure that we have the best data possible to create policies going forward. And both bills do it, the House and the Senate. The difference is the House bill is has something called the bad cop registry. And I think that any police officer that leaves one law enforcement agency should have to tell the law enforcement agency they're applying to next of their previous employment history. That's a no-brainer. And you can do that a lot of different ways. But by calling it the bad cop registry, it's just not productive. And we can make major strides without being anti-law enforcement. And so the Justice Act that Senator Scott helped lead in the Senate, and that we have a large number of co-sponsors in the House, does that. It makes a lot of progress on the challenges that the minority communities in this country are facing. It helps protect law enforcement, and it allows us to make major strides to address the issues that we have regarding racial disparities in law enforcement.
Yep. Yesterday, when Senator Scott was talking about the Senate version of the bill, he talked about the transparency and the increased transparency that would be that would take effect as a result of this. Let's talk about that. It's going to mandate reports on the use of no-knock warrants. Talk with us about no-knock warrants and what those are.
So this came to the front of the national attention due to an incident where Breonna Taylor was killed. She's a black woman. She was asleep in her apartment. She had done nothing wrong. She did nothing wrong. But law enforcement executed what is called a no-knock warrant on her apartment in error. They thought it was a different apartment. Horrible, horrible circumstance. Need to hold them accountable, obviously. But a no-knock warrant is used when a judge has to sign off on it, and the judge is convinced by the law enforcement agents that there is an extreme likelihood that if they knock on the door, all that's going to do is give the alleged criminal time to get weapons to create a very dangerous situation. So a no-knock warrant utilizes the element of surprise to maximize the safety of everyone involved. And these are used all over the country all the time, and we need to track them. We need to know how they're being executed. We need to hold people accountable that do them poorly. But that doesn't mean that they're bad. And it doesn't mean that we need to do away with them entirely. We do need to track them. We may need to, at some point, create additional standards that have to be met. But again, we have to be very methodical about policymaking. We can't just reflexively ban everything.
Yep. Now you talked about improved use of body cameras. And look, there's so many times that that has actually been very beneficial to the officer who was wearing it. But they're expensive. So are you guys going to be providing the funding for local agencies? And I know it's tough for some of the smaller agencies to be able to afford this equipment. Will you guys be providing the funding to buy that those?
So that's another major difference between the House and the Senate bill. The Senate bill provides incentives. There's additional money appropriated to allow local and state law enforcement agencies to purchase body cameras. And it doesn't necessarily mandate it. It just takes away some of your federal funding if you do not. So it is essentially a mandate because most law enforcement agencies want, it's generally between 10 and 20% of their budget that comes from federal grants. And the Justice Act slowly takes that money away if you do not adopt policies of having body cameras for your law, for all your law enforcement officers. So and that money is important, and we are going to help defray the cost. What most people don't realize is that the body camera is $1,000, $1,200. You can get a really fancy one for $2,000, and that's really not that expensive in the scheme of things. The problem is the data storage. The problem is you have, you know, Spartanburg City has 95 body cameras, and every time that law enforcement interacts with anyone in an official capacity, that body camera is turned on, and that data has to be stored. So they have terabytes upon terabytes upon terabytes of data storage, and that's expensive. So, yeah, you know, there's costs associated with data storage, and I think the federal government's going to revisit the policies surrounding that. So if there's a murder investigation, you got to keep that data for forever. But if you pull somebody over for a speeding ticket, maybe you keep that for 6 months.
Right.
So those are the conversations that we're trying to have in a productive manner. And I'm optimistic that the Justice Act will pass the Senate very soon, and I'm hoping that we get a vote on it in the House. This does not need to be partisan. The House and the Senate bills are overwhelmingly similar. There's a few important differences, but they are overwhelmingly similar.
With me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, our Tuesday with Timmons, Congressman William Timmons. Now, also, as part of this, you talk about improving officer training, and this would direct the Attorney General to develop training curriculum, certify public and private entities to offer training. One of those areas is regarding the duty of a law enforcement officer to intervene when another law enforcement officer is engaged in excessive force. You know, you would think, Congressman, that this would sort of be a no-brainer as well, that other officers would know when to intervene. But I guess there is, we do need some additional training there.
Joe, if you think about it, you've been on the, you got four people, like in the George Floyd case, and you've got somebody who's been on the force for a year, somebody's been on the force for 4 years, somebody's been on the force for 15 years. And the person that's been in law enforcement for over a decade is doing something that you're like, ooh, that's not right. We need to not do that. That shouldn't be done that way. But you're the newbie. You're the rookie. So, you know, we need to empower the law enforcement officers to help be an extra check on each other. So I think it's a reasonable step forward. All of these reforms, the goal is to help law enforcement protect themselves and help minority communities trust that law enforcement is there to help them. So all of these reforms accomplish both objectives without being unduly harsh to anyone. And I think it's a step in the right direction. I'm optimistic it's going to pass.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the update and for educating us on what's involved with this. You know, there's always room for improvement, and I'm happy to see Senator Tim Scott leading the effort, and thank you for your efforts as well, Congressman.
We're working hard, and appreciate you having me on, and look forward to chatting next week.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons.